Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. There's a problem, and it's been going on for years now in El Dorado Park. Everybody for themselves there. But what I've heard is if people are in trouble, everybody, they all stick together. They all help each other.
We toy. That's how we do. We go on strike. That's our thing.
Oh, that's your thing. And it's, I mean, what was it like, primary school, high school, with all the, I mean, at school, you must have seen the kids walking in there, taking drugs and stuff. Were you ever involved in those gangs and in drugs and stuff like that?
I must admit that in my high school, there was no drugs, or at least not what I know of. Mm. The drugs was not prevalent then, as it is right now. Now, drugs is a huge problem in my neighborhood. But gang fights, there was quite a few gang fights. There was a gang who called themselves the Afghans. That was a weird name. There were another gang who called themselves the Teachers. They were the worst.
The educational guys,
Knowledge is power. So, gang fights was one of the things we experienced quite a bit, but not too much.
But why do you think that happened? Was it because there was no other entertainment for the kids? Or why did you think, I mean, as you say, I don't think you were really involved in it, but you saw your friends were part of those gangs, I mean, that you didn't even know about. But why do you think it was a power thing? Or, as I say, didn't the kids there, didn't they have anything else to do? It starts with the parents, really, you know?
Yeah, I think it's when you don't know where you belong. Mm. And then those people pull you in, and then you feel like those are your brothers and your sisters. A lot of the kids in El Dorado Park grow up without fathers, without fathers, they don't have no real direction from a man's point of view. So they don't know what it really is to be a man, because their fathers are not there to show them what men really are.
Well, the guys, your friends, your best friends, I mean, maybe they became gang members involved with drugs and stuff. How did you say, listen, guys, you know, you don't have to take that stuff. You don't have to get involved. Did you have a lot of kids spending time at your parents' house? I mean, sleeping over on weekends or whatever. Did you take some of those guys in and girls to stay over and, you know, just, you know.
I didn't have much friends in high school, eh? I think that's why I didn't join no gang. No one wanted me in their gangs because I cried on the first day of high school. I think that was, they were like, no, he can't be gangster. Mm. He has no gangster bone in him, not even a little bit. Yeah. So, but the friends I did have, they turned out to be quite successful young men.
Great. And did you, obviously, I mean, it starts with the parents, education or whatever, about especially the gangs. I mean, most of the parents are involved with gangs these days, you know what I mean? So it starts with parents and then educating the kids and whatever. We're going to discuss that later on, and I think maybe, I'm sure you should be involved with anti-drug campaigns and stuff like that in El Dorado Park, and I'm sure that's part of what you do, what I mean.
Part of the play,
We will discuss that a little later on. Okay, so primary school gone. You then went to high school, cried the first day like a little baby. You know, were you ever involved with do you ever watch soccer and rugby and golf and tennis and stuff? And what turned you on? What kind of sport did you like?
I loved soccer since I can remember, but I never played soccer in school or as an activity in school. I played soccer outside in the streets where you can get hurt. Mm. I used to love soccer and I played chess in high school for the first year, because then after I cried, I was not popular at all. So I might as well play chess to prove how unpopular I am.
And what did your buddies say? I mean, you were playing chess. Were you in the choir? I don't think you're a singer, hey?
No, I can't sing to save my life.
but I mean, you weren't. I mean, maybe they called you the nerd. You know that. But what was it like growing up like that in high school? You did your own thing, as you said, so they left you alone. Yeah. You were the clever nerd, you know what I mean?
I was just quiet. I just stayed out of everybody's way and just did what I have to do. Even I went back to my old, I went back to my high school actually at, 2 weeks ago, and it was quite cool. Then the principal was like, I don't know where Dylan gets this from, because he didn't utter a word. How can he be on stage making jokes to thousands of people or two like last week?
Now, at high school, Did you get into comedy at that stage? Did you, because I know Trevor Noah inspired you a lot. We'll discuss that a little later on when you saw him the first time. But, I mean, were you in, did you love telling jokes and stuff? And at that stage, when did it start? When you thought, I'm going to do a couple of one-liners. The people around me are laughing at me. They like me.
Yeah.
So,
in high school, I really loved comedy, and maybe not stand-up comedy, but I loved watching comedy. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was, till this day, I can still watch reruns of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and think that's amazing. I thought it was really funny. And I also watched the Steve Harvey Show, which is also another sitcom. So I watched a lot of sitcoms. We didn't have DSTV, so SBC One, every night they played like a sitcom at 7 o'clock. So that's what I did every evening. After I did my homework, or after I was supposed to do my homework.
Did you try and impersonate some of those characters on the shows, put on accents and stuff like that?
I'm actually quite bad at accents. In fact, the first few times I tried stand-up comedy, I tried doing accent, and then one of the comics just walked up to me like, no, don't do that. You are horrible at this.
What's the best advice you ever got? Who, do you remember which comedian said that?
Rabin Hardut.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah, you know Rabin.
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me that I'm actually bad at accents.
He was just Big Brother, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was on Big Brother. Oh. That was his thing.
So, yeah, watching those shows. I mean, did you ever watch MacGyver and stuff like that as well?
MacGyver, no. I don't remember watching MacGyver. I watched Viper.
Oh, yes.
I used to love Viper. I used to sit in front. Every Friday. He played every Friday. It was like a car that can shoot. That was amazing to me.
So, did you write any poems as a 16-year-old?
Poems?
Did you write any things? Have you got a little book with some notes in and things that you wrote?
Yeah, I think all my life I've actually been a writer. It hasn't been comedy all the time, but I wrote some hip hop rhymes. I thought I could be a rapper, but I was pretty horrible at rapping. And I wrote some poems too, which I still have. I think they're pretty good. And my mom and my dad, they're not biased at all.
Well, that could be when you're really famous one day, when you go on to the, Jay Leno hasn't got a show anymore. But, you know, all those late night shows, if you get on there, then you can bring your book out. That'll be amazing.
Yeah, then.
So that book is in the making. Hey, you have, because you're still young.
There, yeah.
Okay, so how many A's did you get in matric?
None.
how many subjects did you have?
We had, I think it was six.
Six, okay. Afrikaans, English?
I did Afrikaans, English.
Aldo?
No. Maths, Business Economics, History, and Accountancy. I don't know where history fits in with those subjects. I mean, but history was actually my favorite subject in school.
Okay, and who did you like? What kind of First World War, maybe before your time? Second World War, South African history?
We did... Stalin.
Oh, yes.
And we did Stalin and, can't remember.
Mussolini. And all those guys.
Mussolini. Oh, okay. We did Steve Biko, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah.
It's great. You probably learned a lot about South Africa as well, you know, African.
And I hated Mets. Mets is the worst.
1 + 1 is?
It's 2. Oh, 11.
There we go. You have to say 11 always. So, did you study hard? A lot of discipline. I mean, your dad was a school teacher, right? What did your mom do?
My mom, she worked in insurance.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
So strict, huh? Your dad.
My dad is disciplined. A strict guy. Yeah. But then, I was not really like I was a quiet guy at school, but I was more creative guy. Mm. So I didn't really like school because school is like a very. I don't know how to explain it. It's a. This is how you do it, and you can't do it any other way.
Also, you got a year. You can do it in 3 months, but you're stuck there for a year.
Yeah, you can.
Like one grade. I've never worked that out. And you get more holidays and weekends off.
Although that was the fun part. That was the best. I used to spend it with my cousins just playing all day, every day.
And the life in El Dorado Park, it's right next to, where is it? Close to, what's it? Next to Soweto. What's that little township there next to? Aldo's, the northern border, not Deep Sluit, it's a little bit closer. It was very, very, I mean, what was it like growing up in, as you say, you played soccer,
We played soccer.
In the streets.
Yeah, I played soccer in the streets. Like, we'd spend so much of our, or I would spend so much of my hour just playing soccer with the kids in the street, and my grandma's place. She would make for us fat cake and mince.
That so was, Vicky fat cook.
Yeah, fat cook and mince. Yeah. Yeah, fat cook and mince was the one. We'd watch Fat Cook Palace. I remember I used to watch Fat Cook Palace. That's how I learned Afrikaans. And all my cousins, well, all my cousins from my grandma where I used to stay, used to only speak Afrikaans. And that's how I got to speak Afrikaans, which is quite ironic because from my dad's side, I always used to just speak English with that side of the family. And I used to call my grandma from my dad's side Oma, but I used to call my grandma from my mom's side Granny.
Okay.
That's the only English I spoke to. I spoke to my grannies.
But to me, it sounds like you had a fantastic time with family around you and friends and lots of love.
Yes, they were. I used to love being with my family. I used to actually look forward to. I'd even go to, if it was not at my grandma's place, I'd go to Kibler Park where my aunt used to stay. And we'd go swim. We'd go swimming there. Because, you know, when you're from the township, the person with the pool in the family is the person. It's like, that's the rich person. We just naturally assume that you're a millionaire.
Well, when I was at school, I grew up in Mondial, just up the drag from you.
Oh, yeah?
But long before your time. Your dad's probably my age. But there was a pleasure resort there in Kibler Park.
Oh, yeah?
We used to go and hang out there as well, like the one pool. We all used to go there on a weekend, all the kids from the neighborhood. It was great. Any good memories from high school? Your best memory from high school and your worst memory?
My best memory from high school was we had to do this. We had to write a poem on HIV/AIDS, right? So I wrote my poem, and the teacher was so impressed. You couldn't yell but stand up and give me a round of applause. And it was also this one time at arts and culture class where we had to sing. Because I loved creative work. You know, whatever creative work it is, I loved it. So we had to sing. And then I sang. I don't know, I didn't have a good voice. But the whole class just stood up for me. Gave me a standing ovation. So I used to love actually just being. I remember one time I also, we did like speeches. And I quoted a Chris Rock joke. The joke went something like, when a white man dies, he leaves a will. When a black man dies, he leaves a bill. The crowd went crazy. The class went crazy.
Did you do it in that style as well?
I did it in that style.
Do it again for me in his style.
When a white man dies, he leaves a will. When a black man dies, he leaves a bill.
Bill! Yeah. But it just shows you didn't have to play rugby or soccer or anything to be the hero of the school or the bully or whatever. People just loved your creative side.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing all my life. I've been creative.
And
that's why I couldn't fit in at school.
The worst thing that happened to you in high school?
The worst thing that happened to me in high school.
Did you have any bad times or one bad day, or did somebody bully you or push you around?
I got bullied, yeah. I got bullied by three boys. Mm. I got bullied by them. They kept coming to me telling me I must give them money and stuff and whatever. But then also my cousin, I had a cousin in the school there. He went to speak to them and he was quite well built, so they didn't touch me again.
Mm. It was like prison, hey? School. But it looks like you didn't have any no bad times at school, only the good times that you remember, which is great. Okay, Alicia Keys, what an amazing vocalist, great voice. Yeah. We Are Here. What does the song mean to you?
What does the song mean to me? It makes me realize, why are we here? We are not here for, I'm not here for myself only. I'm here for someone else too. I'm here to make a difference. Same as Man in the Mirror. It's ways. If I start to change for myself, I can bring change to the world.
Great. Dylan Oliphant here with me tonight till midnight. Alicia Keys, Jacaranda FM.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.